And here we are today going live with my good friend, George Lewis.
Hey,
and
hey,
of course, you know, this is C. Ray Brown with Your Perfect Home. Hey, George, how's it going today?
Going good. How are you, C. Ray?
Hey, life is wonderful today. Life is wonderful. So we're here to find out, you know, I mean, me and you have known each other for, I think we decided 12 years.
About 12 years. Yeah. Long time.
Long, long time. Me and George got together. We were on this the inaugural Stockton Circus Loser. And we both traveled that journey for a bit, right?
We did. We did. A good bit. And we're still
stayed in touch. I just got to let everybody know how much I love George and how we have over this 12 years just built a stronger and stronger relationship.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's hear a little bit about you, where you're at, and then how you ended up getting into the bounce house business.
Cool. Yeah. So a little bit about me. I am from the Bay Area. My wife, Angela, and I moved here in the late 90s. Set roots here in Stockton. We were married here. Our son was born here. Eventually all of the family moved here, sisters, mothers, in-laws, cousins, aunts, everybody kind of traveled down this way. And so it's just been a blessing to have everybody kind of migrate here. Cause you know, it got really old quick commuting to the Bay Area to visit everybody. Yeah, so it was really good. But a little bit about myself, my full-time work, I work in social services. I've been in that field of working with folks who have developmental disabilities for, three decades. So, but since I was about 18 years old, so 30 years, I've been working in social services in some capacity or another, with the last 15 being with the state of California. And so we were fortunate enough to buy our first home here in 2008, and we just bought a second home with you here in 2021. So now we're real estate investors, if you will. That had been a long time goal of Angela, my wife, and I's. And so we're here. We love it. We love our new home. We love our old home too. And so I've been very, you know, connected in the community through, you know, Pure Form Fitness and True You Hot Yoga and the running clubs that are here in Stockton. And so, we like Stockton. We get a bad rap here, but we actually really like Stockton a lot.
Very nice. Very nice. So yeah, that's one thing. The running club. I know that I just did my first 5K.
Yeah.
And I called you about you know how your first 5K was, and let's see, what'd you say? I've never done a 5K. I just went straight for a marathon.
I went straight for the gusto.
Ray, you're just being a wussy.
Yeah. I didn't say that. I said just go for it. You got this.
So what got you into the bounce house business?
Good question. So, you know, several years ago, I want to say maybe 2011, 12-ish, I love hosting. I love making people happy. I love entertaining, anything around fun and fitness and just joy. I love that. And ever since I was a kid, I've been into kind of planning and party planning. You know, I used to make meals for people. And like, I've just always been into, you know, anything that really, you know, makes people happy. And so, you know, a few years ago, a woman who we rented tables and chairs from for when we would have parties at our house had this jumper business. And so I started inquiring about it. I was looking at my journal. I want to say it was 2013-ish or somewhere up in there is when I kind of started exploring it. And I had wrote it down as something that I felt like, you know, hey, I could do this. You know, it's a business that isn't too time consuming. It's something that I can get family and friends involved in. And again, the most important thing is something that can make others happy, families with children, adults alike. And so I had, you know, years ago started talking to this lady. I'm like, hey, you know, what does it take to get into the business? She's like, oh, you know, it's pretty easy and so forth. And then, you know, a few years went by, and I think I want to say probably in 2019 is when I was like, okay, I think I want to do this. And she's like, well, you know, you're welcome to, you know, take over some of my business, you know, where I'm having some health issues, we're going to be downsizing. And so several years went by, another 3 years went by. And last year, I was actually driving back from a yoga class, and Tracy and I actually saw a company off of the 5 there, the 205, that was kind of featuring bounce houses. And I was like, you know what? You just need to do this. You just need to pull the trigger and go for it. You've been talking about it. You wrote it down. You know, you mentioned it to people before. You know, kind of the same thing with the second home, buying the investment price. Like, you just need to do it. So I called my wife on, I called Angela on the phone. I'm like, hey, you know, we need to do this. So she's like, let's go. And so immediately that day, I got in touch with the woman, Maria, and was like, hey, you know, we want to get going. And she's like, well, I have jumpers for sale. So, you know, you can buy them from me. You know, I'll teach you the business. And so we started, I want to say, around June, July last year of 2021. And we've been really fortunate and blessed. A lot of our referrals have, actually all of our referrals have just come from the owner of the company. And she's allowing us to kind of take over. So she set us up with, we now have 6 jumpers, our bounce houses, and all different styles, and we're adding, you know, as time goes on. But we've also incorporated some other accessories, if you will. So we're doing cornhole, we're going to be adding some concessions for popcorn and hot dogs and nachos, and then of course we have the tables and chairs to go with it. And I think the thing I like most about it, I did a delivery on Saturday, and just, you know, as soon as we get there, you know, the kids are like at the screen, they're like, okay, you know, are we ready to go yet? Can we go yet? And the parents are like, okay, hold on, he's got to get it set up first. And so just the joy that I think, you know, all of us, I think, you know, if we think back to us as kids, we used to, you know, most of us love bouncing around and jumping up and down on things, trampolines or whatever. So it's that same feeling. And like I said, I like parties. So that's I do like parties too. So that is how we got into this business.
So when you bring them home to clean them up.
Yes.
Do you actually, you know, test them out?
You know, I have tested a few of them out because I want to make sure they're tried and true. You know, I'm a big guy. And so, yeah, so I've got in there. And the biggest headache one we have is a water slide, because you literally have to bring it back home, let it dry out, and you have to wet it, and you have to go down the slide. So you have to, you can't just, you know, spray that. You literally got to get on it and slide down and clean it. And so I tried them all out, and they are a bunch of fun. And like I said, they are likely, you know, good for kids or adults. You know, they fit all shapes and sizes. And so, yeah, they're a lot of fun. So I do have fun bringing them back home and having to get in them and bounce around and clean them out and all that good stuff. And we do.
I'm going to have to come over one day and watch that happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's quite a show, quite a show. And so, and they are, you know, that's one of the important things of these bouncers, especially with the current climate we're in, is getting them back, sanitizing them, cleaning them out well, making sure there's no debris in them. And just, you know, also reminding the customers to, you know, not allow people to have food in them or shop objects or anything like that. But they're well inspected, cleaned out after every use, sanitized, detailed, and ready to go for the next person who wants that.
Very cool. So ATM, bounce houses, and more.
Yes.
Go ahead and give us what the ATM is all about. So ATM,
we're not an automatic teller machine, but it's a catch. You know, it makes people go, okay, ATM. So ATM actually stands for Angela, or Angie, which is my wife, and the T is for Tony. Tony is my middle name. So my real name, my full name is George Anthony Lewis, and most folks, you know, of close family call me Tony. So that's the T, and then the M is for Maxwell, my son Maxwell, who is a tremendous help in the business. In fact, he does most of the heavy lifting these days for the jumpers or the bounce houses. And so that's ATM Bounce Houses, Angela, Tony, and Max. And I thought I came up with that name.
Very, very cool. Yeah. Well, George, I don't want to take up too much of your time today. It's been a pleasure learning some more about what's going on. I'm sure everybody enjoyed it. Everybody look right down below. His thing's been scrolling. I'm sure everybody has noticed that. Facebook page coming.
Yes, Facebook page coming. So lots of advertisement will be going out there. But you can contact me at the number below and we'll be there to supply you with a bounce house and more.
Hey, I certainly appreciate your time again. Everybody make sure and give George a call anytime you have an event coming up. And of course, as always, you go out and be the sunshine in somebody's rainy day. We'll talk to y'all real soon. Thanks.
All right. Take care, everybody.